summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Melissa here with you on The Morning Run. It's time now for Market Watch. And now Julian speaks to Roshan Padamadan, Fund Manager at Luminance Global Fund.
Good morning, Roshan. So the FOMC meeting takes place over the next 2 days. Do you have any expectations on what will come out of this meeting?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me. I think the rate hike expectations are low from my side, but we have to remember that surprising the market is also a key central bank weapon to be used very sparingly. So nothing is ruled out, but in general, the trend is because of weak retail U.S. sales on retail sector, we might not see a rate hike at this moment. Of course, we might still see it in December.
So this is really interesting because the stocks, especially in the United States, are already flirting with all-time highs. What do you think is the impact of what happens in the FOMC on stocks right now, which are at scary levels?
So essentially, the market is reacting to the fact that it's very easy to issue debt. So global debt issuance is the highest in the last 10, 11 years. So companies are just changing their capital structure to replace more equity with debt. U.S. companies have been doing the most number of buybacks over the last few years. They're also sustaining possibly unsustainable levels of dividends. So all this would reverse in the next few years. So you might see rights issues when the debt comes due. You might see cancellation or cutting of dividends to a new, more sustainable level. So money has never been this cheap. Markets are at all-time highs for the wrong reasons. So it's just a corporate finance equation. So the cost of debt is cheap. Companies do replace equity with debt. So we shouldn't be fooled by this phenomenon.
So I take it that you're not very positive on the market and you expect a big downfall?
I am neutral on the market in terms of exposure. So I have as many dollars long as I have dollars short in my fund. So that gives you an idea of where I think the opportunity is. The market by itself doesn't make too much sense. So I select some specific companies which I like especially, and I'm short some companies which are extremely overvalued or which have some catalyst which will cause them to fall possibly over the next year or so.
Now, Japan really looks very interesting in terms of the kind of dynamics between Japan and the U.S. interest rate decision, because Japan looks like they are going to embark on a further major quantitative easing. How will asset prices react to two major markets with policies potentially going in opposite directions, which is the U.S. Raising interest rates and Japan continuing with QEs?
Indeed, FX volatility seems to be the only sure thing. We'll see a lot more movement on the Japanese yen versus U.S. dollar and so on. I believe it's quite acceptable to have different directions, even though these are major markets, because the economies are different after all. The U.S. is very dynamic. It's flexible. It creates world-leading companies in innovation and in many different sectors. Japan has big, giant companies. It's very export-oriented, but overall, it's a stagnant economy. So in this, keeping this mix in mind, it's quite okay to have different directions because each country has to manage its cost of money for that particular economy. So that's okay.
What's your position in Japan now? Is it one of your favorite markets?
No, I have I have nothing in Japan right now because after adjusting for the macro risk, I see much better opportunities elsewhere. I would go into Japan either when I only have a very clear view on the yen, which way it's moving. Because adjusting for the yen view in my dollar-denominated returns is important for me. So when I don't know how the yen will move or I don't have a view, I find it very hard to find attractive companies in Japan. So I avoid Japan as a market.
But don't you think that these QEs would have some kind of beneficial effect for the economy? Do you look forward to the day when Japan becomes another United States where its economic growth is finally on the mend?
No, I actually thought of that 10, 11 years back when I used to work in Japan. I was actually very keen to work in Japan. But as I learned more about Japan and its culture, I realized that they will never accept a foreigner going up the ranks. So this labor immobility is part of the problem. They will not accept immigration easily. The culture is such. They do not even accept their own women into the workplace easily. we might see some changes. We had the first Tokyo lady governor. We had the first opposition party leader being a woman. So hopefully this will change. But on the corporate, in the corporate sector, I wouldn't hold my breath. So they need real labor reform, and that will be what creates dynamism in the economy. Currently, what I see is some of the best and brightest from Japan. They might work abroad in other places, in Hong Kong, New York, Singapore, etc. So I wouldn't hold my breath. But we see some changes with the ladies coming to the forefront in these new roles. So that's a good thing to see.
Thanks so much. We have been speaking with Roshan Padamadan, Fund Manager at Luminance Global Fund.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!